Today, Florida's Utilities Regulatory Agency granted Progress Energy unanimous approval for two new nuclear power plants in Levy County. The Public Service Commission also granted approval to Florida Power and Light to begin construction of three solar energy centers. If they're built, the two nuclear plants would be located about 10 miles north of Crystal River. But Sherry Jacobs, spokesperson for Progress Energy Florida, said that the company has not yet made its final decision to build the nuke plants.
If everything is approved by state and federal regulators, the two units could be operating in 2016 and 2017. However, let me make really clear that this is not a decision to build the nuclear plant. Progress Energy expects to make that decision sometime before early next year. But today's vote is a critical milestone to make sure that nuclear power remains an option to help meet Florida's growing energy needs.
There are still additional regulatory hurdles for the Progress Energy nuclear plants in Levy County, Jacobs said.
We have pending with the Department of Environmental Protection a site certification application. We filed that in June, and that will take about a year, maybe a little longer, to approve. And then later this summer, we expect to file with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for a combined operating license. That also is a very lengthy approval process. So, of course, gaining these and other regulatory approvals in a timely manner is critical to move the project forward.
Jacobs said the construction costs of the new nuclear plants to Progress Energy's 1.7 million customers would be $17 billion, which includes the cost of the land and transmission lines. That comes to more than $14,000 per customer. Jacobs said that one reason Progress Energy is planning nuclear reactors for the Levy County site, as opposed to renewable energies such as solar or wind, is that those technologies are intermittent. They do not generate electricity 24 hours per day. Public Service Commissioner Katrina McMurrian said approving the nuclear plants was not a difficult decision.
In addition to energy efficiency, conservation, and renewables, investment in nuclear power, in my opinion, is a critical piece of the plan to provide reliable and affordable electricity to consumers over the long term.
Progress Energy's Sherry Jacobs said spent nuclear fuel waste would be stored on-site at the plants in Levy County, as is currently done at their Crystal River nuclear plant. She said that nuclear energy is environmentally superior to fossil fuels.
Environmentally, there are great benefits. There are no greenhouse gas emissions from nuclear power, which, of course, you know, is a key to managing climate change going forward. And the other point about it is that long-term, it has great benefits in stability of fuel price. When you look at what's happening, for example, at the gas pump, we all see price volatility in fossil fuels such as oil and coal and natural gas. And nuclear fuel is much more stable in price and in the long run can save our customers $1 billion in fuel every year.
But Stephen Smith, the executive director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, disagrees, calling that argument simplistic.
While the industry wants you to focus only on one aspect at one point in time, the reality is it takes a lot of carbon to build a nuclear power plant, and then you have these very toxic and radioactive waste that we have no long-term solution for. So nuclear power is not a clean technology like clean renewable technology such as wind power, solar power, even cleaner bioenergy technology.
Smith said that the cost of constructing nuclear power plants, even though they're heavily subsidized by the government, still makes them a poor energy choice.
Our biggest concern with the nuclear power industry is the economics. We're concerned about how much water they use for cooling. We're concerned about the fact that we haven't solved the nuclear waste issue, and so nuclear waste continues to pile up at these nuclear reactors. We don't have a long-term solution. And they also, the technology continues to be of concern in proliferation for nuclear weapons. And so here we are making choices that we don't have to make in investing in an expensive, risky technology.
But the Public Service Commission's other major decision of the day to approve construction of three solar energy centers by Florida Power and Light was applauded by Smith.
We see that as a good decision, and the reason is that Florida is through this commitment, is beginning to diversify the types of electricity generation that it's doing. We already have a lot of natural gas in Florida. We have a lot of nuclear power already in Florida, and we have coal and oil. But by investing in renewable energy, like the solar plants, particularly the two different technologies that Florida Power and Light got approval for today, the commission was actually putting a toe in the water of encouraging renewable energy at a larger scale than they've ever done before.
Mike Oviafana is a spokesperson for Florida Power & Light.
Well, we have two plants that are going to be photovoltaic. That is, it is a technology that basically turns light into electricity. There are two of them. One of them is planned for DeSoto County, and the other one is planned for the Space Center Coast in a partnership we have with the federal government, the National Aeronautics Space Administration, NASA. The one in DeSoto County will provide 25 megawatts of photovoltaic solar capacity. It will be the world's largest photovoltaic solar facility once it's in operation.
The other photovoltaic plant, Viafana said, would be 10 megawatts in capacity and would be located near the Kennedy Space Center. It would be in operation by the first quarter of 2010. The third plant will generate power from solar in a new way, according to Viafana.
It's a 75 megawatt solar thermal, and it's a very innovative hybrid design that will connect to one of our existing combined cycle natural gas plants, and it will integrate the solar thermal steam generation into the combined cycle steam turbine, meaning that we will burn less natural gas to create the same steam that will power the turbines that, of course, create electricity.
The Public Service Commission agreed that the Florida Power proposal meets legislative requirements for full cost recovery. Commissioner Nancy Argenziano said she's glad to be part of it.
I just want to say I'm just thrilled with this project. I think it's going to be great. It's about time we really push forward, and I wish FPL all the success in the world.